side in the wall.
I feel I'm cold. Still is a song Roger and I wrote when we were young together. It was the second single that the Who ever put out. This all happened in 1965. And short answer is no, you can't have it, so put the sign down. She's not even fucking listening. She's asking the witch, no, you can't have the pick after tonight. Put the sign down. You can't have it. You can't have anything from me. I'm giving you all I can fucking give you. And this song is interesting because I start off playing with my pick, which you can't have, using it as a violin bow.
Yeah.
You know, there are a number of songs this evening which are from a project called the Lifehouse Project, which was the project that followed Tommy back in the 70s. It was something that, well, actually, Tommy was a 60s project. It was 1967, 68, 69, that kind of time. And then in the 70s, we tried to follow it and with a big movie project, which never took place. And actual fact, what we're doing tonight is playing a lot of songs that came from that particular collection. And this is an outside track. Some of you will know, some of you may not, but it was about the whole idea of information being transmitted on something that was a little bit like the internet. It hasn't quite turned out exactly right. It's called Relay. We'll be right back. guy here in Dallas, he's a very good friend of mine. I've been running a website through the tour, and some of you will have seen the photographs of a very good friend of mine who works for the Post or the News here, Dallas Morning something or other. Dallas Morning News, I think it is. His name is William Snyder, and he's taken lots of video for me and lots of pictures for me, which I put up on my website. And yesterday I was editing footage that he shot of fans, and this gentleman down here got William's name wrong. And so I've got you on the website going, "Oh fuck, I'm sorry, William." Because I think you like you, and you said, "Well, some other asshole was calling you Bill." And of course, I called him Bill for ages before I realized that he liked to be called William. William. He's William Snyder, and he's here tonight, so give William a big hand. I'd like to find him, by the way. He's been such a friend on this tour, shooting video, taking some great photographs. Can I hand you to John and Whistle?
Thank you. Can't have my foot for more. I only got 7 foot tall. This one's about a subject very close to my wallet. It's called My Wife.
I'm
This one's from the Who's Next album, and this one's called Bargain. Thank you. is another one from the Who's Next album. This is one that we never played a lot in the 70s and the 80s, or the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, but we play it a bit now. It's quite a tricky one to play because it's got lots of backing vocals, which we of course can't emulate here, but we have a go at it and it works out okay, I think. Called Get In Tune. You can sing the backing vocals.
Come here.
you. You might complain about the heat in Texas, but I tell you what, it's better than the cold in San Francisco. Especially in the summer.
Sunday after all. We all follow our own religion, we all have our own teachers, we all have our own faith. And you know, for a long time in the early days, I did kind of attribute a big chunk, I think, you know, we all did in this band. You know, we worked magic on the stage and we didn't know how we did it. So we attributed a lot of that magic to the wrong place, you know. We gave it to you guys, to rock and roll, to electric guitars, to drugs, to booze, to whatever came to mind. You know, I think we know today that we had absolutely nothing to do with any of it at all. You know, it's interesting that we used to play that song, Naked Eye, which is about exactly that, you know, not really knowing where it all comes from and how it all gathers. Looks like I've got a solo, doesn't it? I'll try and make it up to you. This is a song from Quadrophenia. songs, Pete. You, sir, are most welcome.
Never change my face. I said, there she will be.
Well, can you see the real me, 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 me?
This radio hit from sort of 79, I think it's called You Better Bet.
Thank you. Why should I care? Thank you. keyboards tonight from Texas, Joe Rabbit Pendrick. That's William Snyder. God, William, put your hand up. That's William Snyder. On drums tonight, the extraordinary Zach Starkey. Such a warm, wonderful crowd, thank you so much. This is almost the last show on this label. We've got one more coming up in Houston. And thank you, Houston, day after tomorrow. And thank you so much for making this tour a success for us. And especially you guys tonight, thank you. The song that we're about to do, which was from the Who's first, the very first album. I didn't have any children. I knew a little bit about what children were about, I suppose. I had a couple of younger brothers. Yeah, bring on the fucking flag. Right, that's what we need. You know, it's amazing how this song has changed. When I first sang this song to the guys in the band, and the band heard it, and we played it, recorded it, and we played it to our fans, you know, the song was probably about our audience more than anything, and now it's really about our kids and our audience's kids. You can turn that into a jacket. That'd be some fucking use.
I don't mind. Thank you.
I can stay young, I'll be alright. Your kids must be alright.
Track that should have been on the Who's Next album, pretty important track really, but we left two important songs off. We left Pure and Easy off, which should have been on there, and Let's See Action, that one. They're both kind of about coming together and trying to find out what congregation is about in the rock and roll sense of things. You know, we congregate, we come together, we spend our time here. It's a Sunday, we've come to worship, but we don't know who. It certainly isn't us, you know. And we come together and we congregate and we feel something very, very special. You know, when I wrote that song, Nothing Is Everything, Nothing Is, it's not a kind of Quadrophenia thing, it's just about how elusive meaning is. When I wrote this song we're about to play now, I didn't even think.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have been really great to play to.
Thank you. Good night.